Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. Do you know that more than 52,000 deaths are caused by drug overdoses from opioids? We hear about this so much now in the news, from heroin overdoses to pain medication overdoses. And I think it is getting to that epidemic proportion. Everybody's really concerned. Joining me today, Frank McGillan. He is Senior Vice President and CCO at Neurometrics, and he's going to talk about alternative therapies to pain medication. That's where a lot of it starts. Good morning to you, Frank.
Morning, Fonda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. First, tell us about Neurometrics.
Yeah, we're a health technology company up in Boston, and we've been around for about 20 years. We started out of MIT, and we've been developing tests and more recently therapy products to treat nerve disease mm-hmm. as well as chronic pain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What defines chronic pain?
Yeah, chronic pain is different from just stubbing your toe or you know, tweaking mm-hmm. or a little bit of pain from overexertion. Chronic pain is something defined as pain most days for 3 months or more. So it's the kind of pain that basically, you know, gets in the way of doing the things you like to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's caused by things ranging from, you know, compressed nerves in the back to diabetic nerve pain caused through, you know, diabetes mm-hmm. to arthritis, fibromyalgia, and other causes.
Wow. So, you know, we know for a minute the huge things was these pain clinics. A lot of folks went to jail behind that, but a lot of people were getting opioids and pain medication. And now we have this epidemic of folks who are just really turned out on these drugs.
Yeah, it's really, you know, sad the way things, the turn of events.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at Georgia alone, the deaths from prescription opioid overdoses increased tenfold between
wow.
1999 and 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, what we're hearing is a lot of interest both from physicians as well as from consumers for drug-free alternatives.
Yeah. 100 million Americans are living with chronic pain. And, you know, for the people who really do have chronic pain and for the people who are faking it, it's making it tough.
Yeah, and chronic pain is real, you
mm-hmm.
know, and it really is devastating to those who are suffering.
Absolutely.
And for many people, you know, a prescription opioid may be, you know, the right choice. But frankly, it's just been dispensed as the automatic
mm-hmm.
approach. And,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, recently the American College of Physicians suggested, for example, lower back pain, that the first line of defense should be alternative treatment.
Right.
And that could be things ranging from physical therapy to yoga or massage to
mm-hmm.
acupuncture. And now there's new technologies like neurostimulation that can be used to treat chronic pain as well.
Absolutely. And I remember had a few surgeries and, you know, they give you those opioids and I had the worst reaction, nightmares, terrors, all kinds of stuff going on. And so since then, it'll be like first day. After that, I'm done. You can flush these. I'm not doing it. And I actually had an accident. Same thing, back pain, you know, had to have surgery on my hand, all of that. And it's like, no, don't think so. No opioids. I can't do it. So I always go for the alternative. Now, you are developing technology in wearable devices for alternative, and I think this is pretty awesome. So tell us about that, and how does it work?
Yeah, so we believe technology can play a meaningful role in addressing chronic pain and reducing the dependence on opioids.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a wearable technology that uses neurostimulation. So it's a small device, smaller than a smartphone, that you wear on your leg. And what it's doing is stimulating your nerves with high-frequency electrical stimulation. It doesn't hurt, but it feels like a buzzing.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's doing is actually sending pulses to the brain and triggering a natural response, which blocks the pain signals.
Wow. Wow. So tell us how you developed that. I mean, did you develop it and then try it out on people? I mean, how did that work?
Yeah. So the science behind neurostimulation has been around for years, and
mm-hmm.
it's used in implantable implantable devices that are used for back pain that are, you know, obviously very invasive and expensive. So the science has been around, and what we were able to do was develop a wearable technology, so, you know, to make it more accessible and also obviously a lot less expensive, make it safe, and make it so that, you know, the average person could access this technology. We had to go through and get FDA clearance on it, so to prove it was safe and effective. But we were able to get the FDA's go ahead, and we've been able to. We started selling the product about a year and a half ago.
Wow! So, you know, that would eliminate. I don't know if it would eliminate, because people can go in and fake different things, but that will really help eliminate some of the fraudulent things that are going on, as far as people going on and saying I have pain. I know for some things, the doctors can look at it and say, yeah, you have pain, but some they cannot.
Yeah, and you know, our belief is that the best approach is a toolkit. Chronic pain is not one size fits all. Mm-hmm. And by looking at a broader set of solutions, you know, the patients will, you know, typical patient doesn't want to be highly medicated, like you had mentioned.
Yeah.
They don't like the side effects. So we think technology can be a great alternative to medication for most people.
I think that's pretty awesome. So what doctors, like which doctor would we go to if we're having chronic pain or if something is going on? Can we say to the doctor, or are they recommending this wearable technology? It's called Quell, right?
It's called Quell, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're still building awareness. It's new technology. So, you know, we have a number of pain management physicians and other groups who are recommending and actually selling Quell out of their office. We've got the American Podiatric Medical Association seal of approval, which we're really proud of. But because Quell is over the counter, you can buy it without a prescription. You can buy it online or in many, you know, the major pharmacy chains across the U.S.
Okay, over the counter. So that means our insurance wouldn't pay for it, right? Or would it?
So it really depends on insurance. Typically, insurance doesn't cover over-the-counter products. It is eligible for flexible spending accounts and health savings accounts, so you could use your FSA or HSA dollars, which helps offset the cost.
So what about the patient who is not going to the doctor? They know they have chronic pain, this catch in my back, or, you know, my foot, like I have severe tendonitis, or something like that. So if we go and get that over the counter, how do we know how to use it? What setting to put that on?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the Quell device is really smart, and it has algorithms in it that basically help detect the optimal setting for the individual, and every individual is different. You can use your smartphone to do all that setup and basically coach you through that whole process. Now, you don't need the smartphone, but it does make it a lot easier to use it, as well as to track your progress.
Okay, that's really interesting. I'm going to go into my pharmacy. Are they selling them at pharmacies or in particular stores? How does that work?
So it's available at selected CVS, Walgreens, Target stores across the country. It's also available at Amazon and at our website, which is quellrelief.com.
So may I ask, what is the price point?
So the device itself is $249 for everything you need to get going. And, you know, when you compare that to, you know, the limitations of chronic pain or what you might be spending on prescriptions or other products, you know, we've heard from people that it's a great, you know, very fair price point.
Wow. And I think so, too, when you look at the things that are going to happen to you from using opioids for too long. And I know that some people may need that level of pain relief. And so this is what I want to know. So we're talking about levels of pain. The highest levels of pain, is Quell able to manage that?
Yeah, we've had people that have been using Quell that were suffering from pretty extreme conditions, severe back issues with multiple surgeries, conditions like fibromyalgia or TMJ, which are just devastating. And we've heard that, you know, with Quell, they're able to basically get on with their life. Now with chronic pain, going from a 10 on your pain scale down to a 0 may not be realistic on any solution, but if you can go from a 10 to a 6,
absolutely,
you can play with your kids or your grandkids,
yeah.
You can go out for a walk, you can do what you want to do. So we've gotten a lot of really positive feedback. We did a clinical study, and we showed 81% of folks said they had a significant improvement in their in their quality of life and their pain levels.
And that's pretty awesome, from a 10 to a 6, because that's manageable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is manageable. That is totally manageable. Now, tell folks where they can find the product and get more information.
Yeah, the easiest thing to do would be to go to our website, which is quellrelief.com. That's quellrelief.com. Mm-hmm. And there we've got information on the technology, the clinical research. Also, there are links to, the different places where you can get Quell, including our own website.
I love that. And it can deal with, although it's on the leg, right, it deals with pain anywhere in your body.
That's the really unique thing about Quell.
Very.
We tap into the central nervous system, but it's worn on the leg because it's a comfortable, discreet place to
mm-hmm.
wear it.
Mm-hmm. Really interesting. QuellRelief.com, and Quell is Q-U-E-L-L, relief.com. I am so interested in this product. Frank McGillin, Chief Commercial Officer at Neurometrics, joins us today. Thank you so much for the information.
Thank you. I enjoyed speaking to you.